This is Sophie Grant interviewing Paul Evans. Can you tell me how you first got involved with No Fit State?
I first got involved coming to evening classes in Ebenezer Chapel. I found No Fit State by accident. I was acting, playing puck for Midsummer Night's Dream, and they wanted me to do acrobatics as part of that. And I needed a training space that didn't have a sprung floor, because I previously only trained on sprung floors, and did an internet search, and that's how I found No Fit State and their evening acro classes.
Can you tell me, so what role you played once you first got involved with the company?
Taking classes was the first thing that I did. When I took that acro class, I spotted the aerial class across the way, and just kind of went, they actually let people do this. My interaction with circus as a whole had been viewing it from a traditional circus point of view, and thinking of it as something that they only let family members do. And so the next week I came back and I did the aerial class as well. A couple of months later, I actually started assisting in the classes, and that was kind of my first kind of official thing that I did with No Fit State. From doing the evening classes, I got invited as part of the acro to take part in Splot on the Landscape at the Sherman, and yeah, that was my first kind of circus performance intro.
Right, so what shows have you worked on with the company?
I did two Splot on the Landscapes. I did Burn Swindon. I think that's got another name as well. But that was the very, very start of the outdoor exploration. I have then done Mood Indigo, which was a version of Immortal based around Macbeth, and that was in Mumbai. Then I've done Park Life, Barricade, Streets Alive, Open House. Taboo I apprenticed on and taught some of the professional performers on. Then I've also done a couple of site specifics, something called Pirate Pandemonium, which was a tall ship exploration. On behalf of No Fit State, I did the HLF lottery funded project in Great Yarmouth. I was director for the initial block R&D. And now I'm in the next collaboration as circus director, choreographer for that. And I've been a performer or choreographer, circus director on some of the other projects as well.
So what's it been like performing with No Fit State and training people as well?
It's been a lot of fun and a lot of hard work. It's been quite a journey. I suppose significant things within that as a journey. I came from a gymnastics background from the age of four. I'd started doing theatre at the age of seven, but they were always very distinct and different things. It was only through my interaction with No Fit State that it even occurred to me that those two things could cross over. And so that journey of linking highly physical performance and theatrical performance only came about through my interactions with No Fit State, from seeing Immortal and from doing Splot on the Landscape. Ali and I were talking about that first Splot on the Landscape. On my interaction as a performer was very gymnastic at that point, and so there was no audience interaction, no connection, or nothing. So although I had that from a theatre background, it didn't come through naturally with the more physical things, because I was used to that as a gymnast only. So yeah, that journey and that performance journey has been massive.
Great. So they told me a little bit about you've done your own professional shows. How have they supported you in doing that?
That's actually quite a lengthy answer.
Go for it.
Because it kind of maps through my whole journey with No Fit State in a way. Because it was only through going on tour with Taboo that kind of made the whole lot viable. So I had a conversation with Ali back in Ebenezer Chapel while I was doing evening classes still. And I was basically, I trained in drama and theatre in uni, and I was just coming to the end of that, and was due to become a drama teacher or try and go into acting. Then I had a conversation with Ali to kind of go, okay, this circus, contemporary circus thing, is this a viable career option? And if so, how could I possibly do that? And at that point, No Fit State weren't offering any kind of apprenticeship or anything, but they'd had done in the past. And basically, Ali made it possible anyway for me to go off on tour with Taboo so that I could train further in circus and sort of envelop myself in that experience. Then from that, kind of came back that winter, and then went to Italy to train with Forenza for a bit, and then after that went to do the Mumbai thing. So that interaction with Forenza, and then doing the show, kind of taught me bits and pieces about contemporary circus and things that I wanted to investigate. Then I met Anna Sandroita through No Fit State, and we were both teaching quite a lot for No Fit State at that point, and were kind of frustrated about not having much performance going on over winter and things like that, and so decided to start doing our own investigations. No Fit State supported us with space at that point, and we offered a series of free workshops for professional performers to just come and play with us and see what those interactions might be. We then applied funding to do some R&D, again supported by No Fit State, with space and producing support at that phase. And yeah, over the next couple of years we developed our show Facade, all the while being supported by No Fit State. All the while I was still also performing for No Fit State on the outdoor work. But we did two tours with that show. And whilst that was still going, I then transferred over with No Fit State into choreography as well in 2012's Barricade. And that was kind of another turning point with my relationship with the company, and also for the company with me as well in another way. So we again, talking with Ali about the kind of symbiotic relationship of growth and support, and that goes both ways. So as NoFit State have supported me, I've done things in support of them, in working for free, working for very little money, and that barricade tour I went, NoFit State didn't have much money to pay a choreographer that year, so they could afford about 2 days, or something. It was either 2 or 4 days, and that was a massive show. So I went to Ali and kind of went, right, okay, for an opportunity, I will do it for my performer's salary. I'll take on the rest of the choreography that can't be done in those days. I'll take on also the trainees that are going on tour, and help them with their development. And so, yeah, for my performer wage, I did 3 massive jobs that year. And so NoFit State got good value out of me for that project. But by doing that practice, it then started to inform more my own working practice on how to choreograph on a large scale, how to choreograph for outdoors, how to work as a choreographer with an artistic director. And so that learning pattern has informed my work as well now, and also my work has now informed the choreography of NoFit State's outdoor work. I believe in a research technique towards choreography and the development of circus, contemporary circus and circus theatre, and believe the next evolution for the genre needs to come through research. And so that's now part of another practice. So although I have a company called Crash Map, which is run in conjunction with Anna, I also have another branch to my work, which is about research-led practice. And again, NoFit State have supported that journey. So through funding applications, through having an office now in this building, and through providing space, and again, more support, NoFit State are funding that journey, but that research also goes into my choreographic practice for the company. So through Block and the time there, that was another symbiotic relationship of I worked with the trainees for months, which furthered my practice, but also then developed the first stages of Block, which is now going into project in October this year. And I'm still involved in that project now as circus director. So, yeah, it's kind of flows back and forth. I think that's answered the question.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think you've told me most of the things I needed to know. Thank you for taking your time to have a chat.